€2,000. That's the incentive being offered to newly qualified teachers to take up jobs in primary and post-primary schools. Unions are broadly welcoming the move by the Department of Education, but the INTO, ASTI and TUI say the measure alone is unlikely to solve teacher shortages. We'll talk to John Boyle, General Secretary of the INTO, in a moment. But first, what way are teachers looking at this? Carl Coleman spoke to Dylan McKeever, a classical studies teacher who qualifies for the payment.
The stipulation with the €2,000 is that I would have to be working on a full-time contract, and there's not a full-time contract available for every single teacher. And so that's where, so I'm fortunate enough that I've secured employment for next year, but there are some of my peers and some of my contemporaries who are in the PME with me are not as fortunate and therefore won't be able to qualify for it.
And when do you expect to be able to get this payment? Is it this summer or next year?
Next year. So it says at the end of the 2024-2025 academic year. So this time next year, June next year, realistically should be when the payment is made to the student, to the NQT.
Will €2,000 make a difference to your cost of living?
It's really circumstantial. I'm fortunate enough that I'm allowed to live at home. I would say that maybe for in certain areas, it absolutely would make a difference. In terms of, say, like if someone was commuting to Dublin to teach, if someone was, say, commuting between different places, it absolutely would make that difference for us. But it's not going to make a difference for everybody. There are some people who have much larger expenses, and that amount of money would be a little bit more not as impactful.
John Boyle, INTO General Secretary, joins us now. John, you're welcoming this. Why?
We are keen. I suppose, first of all, I'd reassure Dylan, it was our idea in the INTO to push for this, and it's one of 40 asks that we made of the government, because we have a massive crisis with 40,000 kids every day in Irish primary schools not having a qualified teacher. But the problem is that this was announced on Budget Day last October, and the first we've really heard about it publicly since is in the newspaper this morning. And there hasn't been clarification given as to who's going to qualify, even though we've been pressing them to do that as the jobs are advertised. Obviously, we want to keep these young teachers in Ireland, and particularly to get them to work in the areas where we're so short, particularly, I suppose, East Leinster, Dublin, as far as Louth, Wicklow, all those counties where we had all the vacancies. But I'm fairly confident that it won't be as restricted as what Dylan understood from the newspaper. But it wouldn't really be fair to discriminate against a teacher.
But is it
targeted? They weren't working for the full year, but maybe working for three quarters of it. So it is a welcome measure. It was our idea to try to address some of the issues that arise due to housing and childcare and so on, because a lot of these young teachers starting out, they're voting with their feet, they're leaving the country in droves, and a lot of them are staying at home with their parents, like what Dylan suggested, in the West Coast, because they simply can't countenance coming up here.
Well, look, you're saying
rents.
That people are leaving Ireland in their droves to go teaching elsewhere. Now, the amount will be paid at the end of the year. So if you were moving back to Ireland, surely you'd need that extra bit of money, which will most likely be taxed at the start of the year and not when you finish the year.
Well, now, Cian, we can understand from the department's perspective that if they're paying this money, significant amount of money for up to 4,000 new entrant teachers in the coming year, that they'd want a commitment from those teachers that they would be staying in the country for the year in order to avail of the incentive. But I suppose what we're worried about reading in the papers this morning is that government has stated that it's a once-off measure for the next school year only. By our calculations, we are going to have a teacher supply crisis at least until 2030 in the primary sector. So our view would be that this measure is going to have to be repeated beyond this school year. But it's a good starting point. There's a lot of other things we have to do to incentivize teachers who are abroad to come back to Ireland.
Like what?
If you were driven out of Ireland by government in 2011 when salaries were slashed by 40%, you're bitter about that, and you're not inclined to be coming back here unless you get credit for the years that you've spent overseas. So there's a lot more work to be done on that scheme to ensure that the teachers who are away are encouraged to come back here to Ireland.
John Boyle, General Secretary of the INTO, thanks for joining us this afternoon.